You guys know I'm crazy about Audible because it offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Audible really is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment, with female writers and heroines, celebrity narration, multicast productions with immersive sound design, and traditional audiobooks. Audible has you covered for any type of excitement that you're looking for. In fact, right now I'm listening to The Second Husband by Kate White. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. That's audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. With four daughters and two on a dance team, I can tell you we go through a lot of mascara in my house. But I'm crazy about L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara, which catches every lash from corner to corner for maximum volume. If you're looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank, this is yours. The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. I've been using it for about 2 weeks now, and I feel like my eye has completely opened up, and the girls are crazy about it too. They've got a tapered brush to catch every lash, one of the best mascara wands that I've ever used. And like I said, this luxe appearance of this gold package, you got to get it. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara. You're going to love it.
The amazing Kate Casey.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality Life with Kate Casey. Hope that you had a great weekend, and I'm very confident I've got a great list for you. You're going to need to write these down. If not, go to my Substack, katecasey.substack.com, and you will have this guide. I want you to just knock through the list, beginning with this first selection. The first one is American Song Contest. This is on NBC. It will begin airing on Monday, featuring live original music performances representing artists from all 50 states, 5 U.S. territories, and D.C., and they are competing to win the country's vote for Best Original Song, an 8-week live event hosted by Kelly Clarkson and Snoop Dogg. Here's a little backstory on the genesis of this show. In 1955, this Italian journalist named Sergio was working for the state broadcasting company and proposed this idea that blossomed into a song competition among the countries of Europe, with the idea of uniting the countries a little over a decade after the end of World War II. So this was first broadcast in May of 1956 from Switzerland. The Eurovision Song Contest has been presented every year since, with the exception of 2020 because of COVID-19. Along the way, this show has amassed millions of viewers and legions of fans worldwide. Though the contest has surprisingly had a very low profile in America, even with some of the songs faring very well on the Billboard Hot 100, including Voler, which was third place for Italy in 1958, Waterloo by ABBA, that was first place for Sweden in 1974, and Love is Blue, which was an original cover version of the Luxembourg entry, L'Amour est Bleu, fourth place in 1967. So the last Eurovision win was from Italy, Italian rockers named Maneskin, and they had a number one hit on rock and alternative airplay in America. So despite the contest having basically Super Bowl status in Europe, it really wasn't until Will Ferrell's 2021 film, Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga, which by the way is hysterical, that the competition's profile was heightened in the U.S. That profile is about to expand even more because after 66 years of making musical history, Eurovision has been adapted for the U.S. as American Song Contest. So I read an interview with the producers, and this is some of the further background on it. First of all, the showrunner has worked on The Voice and Songland. Songland, I always tell people, if you love music, that's right up your alley. I'm not even that much of a music person, and I really enjoy Songland because you get to understand what goes into the making of a song. Really interesting, very talented people that participate in that show. Great judges. Very thoughtful judging, as well as The Voice, which I think does a great job of really taking care of the contestant and showcasing them in the most respectful way. So it's 5 qualifying shows, all 56 states, territories, and DC spread out over 5 weeks. In each qualifier episode, you have 11, except for one episode, which is 12 songs, to make up 56. At the end of each show, there's a jury vote winner, and then three other songs that move on in the competition are revealed at the top of the next show. And then you reach the semifinals, which are episodes 6 and 7. You add two redemption songs, two of the songs that got eliminated make it back into the competition, one in each semifinal, and you have two semifinals with 10 songs in each. Five songs from each semifinal move on to the grand final, which is 10 songs. So can you vote to be part of the jury or part public vote? Well, it's a 50-50, half jury and half the public vote. The maximum song length is 2 minutes 45 seconds and the minimum age is 16. These are all original songs. So the jury consists of 56 people, one person from each state. They are music industry people, everybody from composers to artists to radio programmers to A&R staffers, you name it, and they will be named. They're very interesting jury participants. And again, you get to choose, be part of the voting process as well. So I think it's going to be such a great show, just a definite interesting spin on all the current music shows. And given how revered this show is worldwide and some of the talent that's come out of it, I'm excited to see what we hear. Again, ABBA, I mean, are you kidding me? Waterloo, great song. So that's American Song Contest. NBC begins Monday. Again, hosted by Kelly Clarkson and Snoop Dogg. The second one is called Hillsong, A Mega Church Exposed, Discovery Plus, beginning Thursday, March 24th. This is the one to watch. This is the one to watch. It's a three-part docuseries and will pull back the curtain and give viewers a look into the world of Hillsong, this megachurch with more than 150,000 people, global members, that have recently come under scrutiny. Hillsong, A Megachurch Exposed, will profile numerous ex-members of the church who have come forward en masse to share harrowing allegations of the trauma, abuse, financial and labor exploitation, and homophobia that has created a culture of chaos at Hillsong. So here's a little bit more background on that. So the last few decades have given rise to the megachurch, which is glistening multi-million dollar architectural behemoths that reach millions of people because of the internet, the YouTube, et cetera, merchandising. You can see people, thousands of people resembling a professional sports arena, congregants sitting before a mega church's high profile worship leaders. These mega churches are presided over the most charismatic pastors and ministers, and they lead multimedia worship extravaganzas, huge bands, video screens, pop music, you name it. So one of the main players that has helped bring the mega church mainstream is this church, Hillsong. It was founded as a small, modern, progressive church in Australia in the early 1980s. It has now grown to include multiple affiliates all over the U.S., particularly in New York and L.A., and many famous musicians, including Justin Bieber and movie stars like Chris Pratt, have been attending services. And as we know, once the celebrities start going to a church, it starts to get attention. With that attention and influence and all of that comes a scandal. It's almost inevitable. So Hillsong was recently in the news because the pastor, Carl Lentz, in many ways the public face of the church, especially in New York and in the U.S., on account of how he frequently appeared in public alongside the congregant Justin Bieber, for whom he acted as the spiritual advisor and a life coach, he was fired by Hillsong in November of 2020. So according to a statement by the founder, Brian Houston, and published by People magazine, Carl Lentz's employment was terminated in the best interest of everyone, including himself. The firing followed ongoing discussions in relation to leadership issues and breaches of trust, plus a recent revelation of moral failures. Houston declined to get into specifics, but a day later, Carl Lentz explained the situation on Instagram, but of course. He said, "I was unfaithful in my marriage, the most important relationship in my life." However, there have been rumors of more than one affair. So this celebrity pastor's firing for moral failures has brought new scrutiny to this megachurch that has already seen its share of controversy. And both the women that he had an affair with and a former church member see him as a small part of a much bigger broken system. The church has had many scandals, some of them including a Hillsong pastor was accused of sexual assault and impropriety by a colleague. The founder failed to report and hid evidence of systemic child abuse, pastors misappropriating funds, multiple Hillsong men were accused of assault. Hillsong has been called out for anti-LGBT views. Hillsong claims to be apolitical, but its activities suggest otherwise. One Hillsong musician seemed to have faked cancer. There is so much to the story. And as I've been beginning to research it, because I have two guests that will be coming on to talk about it for an upcoming episode on Wednesday, it is really shocking. And when you factor in celebrity and a church and a scandal, misappropriation of funds, assault, affairs, there's just so many layers to this. And I am very excited to see it. It's three parts, as mentioned. Discovery Plus, I think Discovery Plus does really great docuseries, really, really well done. And so I'm excited to watch that. So again, this is going to be on Thursday, March 24th. It's called Hillsong, a Mega Church Exposed. Also, Kylie Jenner, Kendall Jenner, they were congregants of Hillsong as well. That's not to say that those celebrity congregants are guilty of anything. It's just interesting that once they start going, it puts a spotlight on this church. And sometimes, in many ways, I think that the church leaders become so emboldened by the fame and the influence that they perceive themselves as godlike figures, which is insane. Two years ago for my birthday, my friend Carlene got me the most perfect birthday gift, a Vuori jogger. Since then, it has become a staple in my wardrobe. To know me is to know I love Vuori joggers. And here's why I love it. The product is incredibly versatile. It can be used for just about any activity like running, training, swimming, yoga, but also awesome for lounging or weekend errands. You will love the way you look in all Vuori clothing. And ordering your new favorite items could not be easier. Their website will showcase all the great colors and for all of their soft and well-made clothes. And here's another reason I love it. Vuori is 100% offsetting their carbon footprint. They're also reducing and offsetting 100% of their plastic footprint from 2019 and beyond. And they are utilizing better sustainable materials for their products, empowering your best active life. And for men, know that my husband loves Vuori pants too. They're perfect for running and his go-to travel pant. Vuori is an investment in your happiness. And for my listeners, they are offering, get this, 20% off your first purchase. Get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/Kate. That's Vuori.com/Kate. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Go to Vuori.com/Kate and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way that you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman, and they pass the savings on to us. So I just got a 100% organic cotton tiered maxi skirt in red and a chiffon pleated midi skirt in soft pink. Now I'm going to wear both of them with either a white scoop t-shirt or a black tank top. In fact, wait, should we all get the same outfit and meet for drinks? Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/KateCasey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/KateCasey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/KateCasey. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. If you're looking for new style inspiration, Saks.com is the place to go. Saks.com is making it easy for me to shop for the spring with their selection of chic clothes and accessories. Right now, I'm looking at Saks.com so I can find my new going out vibe. I'm looking for a breezy Zimmerman dress for an evening cocktail party. And for my upcoming conference in Los Angeles, I'm looking at bright Chloe blazers because I'm pushing myself to wear more orange and pink. Saks.com will inspire you to shop for everything on your agenda. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com. Another great show I want you to check out. This one is called Be My Guest with Ina Garten on Discovery Plus. You know her from the Food Network. I find her to be very relaxing to watch, very calming, very soothing. I love her voice. I love the way she dresses. I love her perfection in her work. She's got this really sweet husband, Jeffrey, that she talks about all the time. She was actually working in DC in government and then decided to create a gourmet grocery, Long Island. And she's just become this hugely, hugely famous and successful chef and television network star. So I like this show because she invites friends old and new to her East Hampton home for a day of conversation, connection, food and fun, visits to some of her favorite local spots. Her home is beautiful. Everything is just so simplistic and just, I don't know, it's very soothing. So in this show, her guests will include Willie Geist from NBC, Juliana Margulies, who of course is a very well-known actress, and producer Rob Marshall. And I think for those of you who just like, I mean, I'm not necessarily cooking some of the things I see on a Food Network, but I just like to see them in action. I like to see some of their, the beauty of what they create. And I think she's exceptional. So I'm excited for that show. It's called Be My Guest with Ina Garten, Discovery Plus, March 26th. Okay, this one's great. Again, another music one. And I think kids in particular would really enjoy this. Olivia Rodrigo, Driving Home to You on Disney Plus. So she takes a familiar road trip to Salt Lake City, where she began writing her debut album, Sour, to Los Angeles. So along the way, she recounts the memories of writing and creating her record-breaking debut album and shares her feelings as a young woman navigating a specific time in her life. Her career has been impossible to ignore if you've turned on the radio in the last year, thanks to the success of her Grammy-nominated debut album and its massive hit singles like Driver's License and Good For You. And now fans will get a glimpse into her creative process. I think that's really a great thing for especially young women to watch, especially if they enjoy the creative arts, specifically music. Just a great representation of the young, young talent that is just really, I think, just inspiring young women really to chart their own path in the music industry. And that comes on the heels of so many female artists who have been so strong in their convictions and their voices, empowering other women to be just as strong. Like I'm thinking of Taylor Swift, for example, and Lady Gaga and so many others. It's nice to see how they all support one another too. So Olivia Rodrigo, Driving Home to You on Disney Plus. Definitely check that out, especially if you have young girls at home. Okay, this one is not unscripted, but I'm crazy about it because it originated from a documentary that I covered on the show in episode 350. The documentary that I discussed was the Hulu documentary We Work, or The Making and Breaking of a $47 billion Unicorn. This has been now made into a series. Oh my gosh, it's on Apple TV. It is called We Crashed. It's a must watch. So here's the backstory. It's the love story at the center of the rise and fall of one of the world's most valuable startups. WeWork grows from a single co-working space into this global brand worth $47 billion in under a decade, and then in less than a year, its valuation plummeted. So the series features Anne Hathaway and Jared Leto. WeWork, the company that is the subject of this, is also known as the We Company, and it was run by who some have called a charismatic, by the way, not me, I didn't think he was charismatic at all, but definitely a controversial leader, Adam Neumann. So in the Hulu documentary, it showed that Adam Neumann's unconventional leadership style and controversial, reckless behavior was at once an integral part of WeWork's success and the company's biggest liability and ultimately the company's downfall. So what if your boss told you that his mission was to elevate the world's consciousness, to join a revolution that would restore in each one of us a sense of dignity and community? Well, what if I told you that that company was actually just renting desk space? I'm not kidding you. That's what the company did. But somehow, here's another guy with a God complex. So again, this is the story of Adam Neumann. The documentary charted the company's dramatic rise from its founding as the co-working space in 2010 to its famous implosion and near bankruptcy following a failed IPO in 2019, after which Neumann was forced out. And at one point, WeWork was the largest private sector office tenant in Manhattan, Washington, D.C., and London with a valuation of, yes, $47 billion. In its earliest days, WeWork promised the impossible, to make the American workplace cool. So Adam, an immigrant determined to make his fortune in the U.S., landed on the idea of repurposing surplus New York office space for the burgeoning freelance class. So over the course of 10 years, WeWork attracted billions of dollars from some of the most sought-after investors in the world, while spending it to build a global real estate empire that he insisted was much more than that, an organization that aspired to nothing less than elevating the world's consciousness. So you have a lot of things at play in this crazy story, which is kind of like the inventor meets fire festival. You've got a CEO with a God complex, overeager investors, which is similar to the inventor, a CEO's wife who name drops her cousin Gwyneth Paltrow at the drop of a dime. So it's very kind of like a Real Housewives-esque. And then a company culture where one of their earliest rituals was an event called Summer Camp, a multi-day event where members indulged in water sports, rope courses, and semi-clothed games of beer pong. I'm not even kidding you. This is what you need to do. You first need to watch that documentary on Hulu. Then you need to watch this because you will see how spellbinding Anne Hathaway and Jared Leto are in these roles. They have nailed it. The mannerisms, the over-the-top bizarre personalities, the dynamic between them, they are spectacular and deserve every award ever. Oh my gosh. And they're magnetic together. I think that they should do a ton of different projects together. Loved it. I know you will too. It's called We Crashed, Apple TV. Now, the last one is a true crime one. 48 Hours Mystery. Some of these episodes you just can't miss, and this is one of them. The last episode that just aired, you can go to the CBS website and watch it or just do your on-demand. 48 Hours Mysteries episode, The Puzzle Solving the Madeleine McCann Case. I know we have all been following this case. This is why it's important. 13 years after Madeleine was abducted, investigators have a credible suspect. Is the puzzle of what happened to her complete? Well, 48 Hours correspondent Peter Van Zandt, one of my favorites, investigates it in this last episode. So make sure that you go back and check that out. 48 Hours Mystery, The Puzzle, Solving the Madeleine McCann Case. So there you have it. I will just walk through these one more time with you. The one that I am dying to watch most, I would say, is Hillsong, A Mega Church Exposed on Discovery Plus, airs March 24th, Thursday. 3-part docuseries. American Song Contest, NBC, begins Monday. 8-week event hosted by Kelly Clarkson and Snoop Dogg. Then you've got to check out Be My Guest with Ina Garten on Discovery Plus, March 26th. Olivia Rodrigo, Driving Home to You on Disney Plus. That airs March 25th. We Crashed on Apple TV right now, streaming. Go run, don't walk, go watch it. You will love it. And then 48 Hours Mystery is available on demand and on the website right now. It is called The Puzzle Solving the Madeleine McCann Case. I do hope that you check out my Patreon episodes. I've got bonus episodes. I had 2 bonus episodes last week. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/KateCasey. You can find me on Twitter at @KateCasey. I tweet about shows and during shows all week long. You can find my Facebook group, Reality Life with Kate Casey. Just put it in the search button on Facebook. You will find us. You can find me on Instagram at @KateCaseyCA, see what I'm up to each week, who I'm interviewing, what I'm watching, what I recommend. My must-watch list is available at katecasey.substack.com. Sign up for the newsletter. You will get that in your inbox every single Monday. Easy to use, great guide that you can check back with all week long. And my TikTok is It's Kate Casey, and I'm on Cameo as well. And as always, I'm hoping that you have a great week. I really am hitting it out of the ballpark this week. We're going to be covering the WeWork stuff. No, what am I talking about? The Hillsong, hello. The Hillsong Megachurch. I will be covering that. This unbelievable documentary that I watched about missing children in Ireland that I can't wait to tell you about. And I have an interview with the director. And then also, I will be covering some of the stuff that I've covered in this list. And I just need you to check back on Wednesday and Friday. Lots to come. As always, I'm hoping that you have a great week, and I look forward to catching up with you later.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.